It's 15 after 5 o'clock. You got downtown on a Monday here on the Pulse, WZON. Worldwide at WZONThePulse.com, the WZON app, and in beautiful high definition at WKIT HD3. NFL draft over the weekend. To make some sense of it, we're joined on the phone by Dave Schumann. He is an NFL draft expert, the guy behind Inspired Athletes, as well as the National Underclassmen Combine. He is described as a combine guru, and that's what we're looking for, some expert advice. Dave, welcome to the show.
I hope I can provide the expert advice.
I have no doubt. It was a very interesting draft. Not a great deal of surprises early on, but again, it's hard to weigh these things until we actually see guys in action. As you look at players, obviously the physical skills are key, but beyond the physical talents, what does it take for these guys to be successful in the National Football League?
Well, obviously they have to have the makeup that they want to be the best. I think that's really important. And that they're willing to work to do that. I think that ultimately will dictate how successful they'll be and then obviously how fast they pick up the system that they're in.
So as you take a look at the first round, did anything stand out to you? Everybody kind of assumed that Winston would go where he did, Mariota. Were there any big surprises to you?
Well, Shane Ray dropping, obviously, because of some of the things that happened. I think that was a little bit surprised. And Landon Collins ended up going the second round to the Giants was a steal. But the biggest of all was the D-tackle going to the Jets. So I think Leonard Williams going there at number six, I thought he was the best player in the draft. And him going to the Jets at number six was definitely a steal for the Jets.
Well, and I was surprised at that. I was surprised that he got by Washington, a team clearly with some needs, and a little surprised that they would pass up on him.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody has different, goals and needs. And in this case, not choosing him there, it was a little bit of a surprise. But everybody has their specific evaluation of what they like and what they don't like. And it's amazing to me that he dropped the six, but he did.
Did the Cowboys get themselves a steal in Randy Gregory at number 60?
Yeah, that's the second big steal of the day. So a guy who had some issues, how important those issues are is really up to you. They have the right people around him. If he's able to stay clean and not get himself to any issues with any kind of criminal activity or drugs, and then he will be in great shape because he can certainly play, and he's fast, and he can go after the quarterback, and he's a guy that will be a difference maker for the Cowboys.
We're talking with Dave Schumann, NFL draft expert from Inspired Athletes and NUC, the National Underclassmen Combine. It was an interesting thing to note that I think only seven quarterbacks were taken, and we also saw for the first time in a while a couple running backs grabbed relatively early. Is that a sign of any kind of a shift in thinking in the National Football League?
That's a great question. I'm not sure if that's actually a shift in thinking or the fact that maybe this year at the top end, those guys, Todd Gurley and Melvin Gordon, were so highly rated, and the rest of the other positions, those guys didn't get high enough grades that it allowed the running backs to get into the first round, because the last few years that really hasn't been the case.
Of course, we're all still trying to figure out here in New England what the Patriots' plan was. Most people have faith in Bill Belichick, but he did surprise some people. I think he was surprised to get Malcolm Brown and have him still available at the 32nd pick, but the Patriots didn't go get a cornerback, which everybody felt was a need. And they also spent a pick on a long snapper as well. Should we just have faith in Bill here in New England?
I think it's fair to say you should have faith in Bill. There's no doubt about that. The Patriots don't subscribe to any of the other rating systems that a lot of the other NFL teams subscribe to. They do their own analysis. And when a team does their own analysis and has been as successful as they have, you might see them do things that is very different than what the normal trend is because they're doing their own analysis.
I know they had a couple of guys on the defensive end they were happy about. Can you tell us anything about this defensive end from Arkansas, Trey Flowers?
Yeah, Trey Flowers is a very good pass rusher, a guy who has been a little inconsistent at times, but he's somebody that can get up to the quarterback. He's explosive. The Patriots actually took three defensive ends in the draft and very, very heavy on the defensive line. So I think they're really trying to shore up that defensive line, get some other, some holes filled or some depth. I think they really did that. They really went after the defensive side of the ball pretty heavily.
Dave, who are some guys out there that may have slipped below the radar, but you've had graded for a while, and you think will turn out to be surprises down the road 2, 3, 4 years?
Well, this year there's quite a few guys that really, really, I think, slipped down quite a bit that you would have never thought would have dropped that far. I think the first guy at safety is Landon Collins from Alabama. I thought he was probably one of the best 15 players in the draft, and there's questions about his ability to cover and play in space. I think that's a guy that dropped into the second round that probably wouldn't normally have gone that far. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting as you really get to towards some of the late rounds is the most interesting thing was that some of the centers outside of the top two guys, they didn't get picked. And you have Reese Dismukes actually go as an undrafted free agent who was the Remington Award winner. So I think that's the guy who's going to end up being a player in the NFL who didn't even get drafted.
The wide receiver core was supposed to be pretty deep this year, but sometimes those guys take the longest to adjust to the National Football League. Is there a Sammy Watkins in this year's crop? Is there a guy that can make an immediate impact?
Well, Amari Cooper and Kevin White are definitely going to make an immediate impact. Those two guys right away will come in, and they'll be difference makers right from the get-go at the receiver's position. I think a lot of the second-tier level guys are guys with specific roles. I think in third round, you know, Arizona State's Jalen Strong going to the Texans was a steal for them. He's a guy that really has performed on the field at the college level and had some really high grades. Him slipping to the third round is a guy that potentially could be a star. And I think Devontae Parker from Louisville probably will get a shot to play right away for the Dolphins and have an impact.
Which of those quarterbacks that were taken do you think, we're not looking long-term, but which one can step in and be an NFL, a productive NFL quarterback the quickest?
The first two guys are going to get a chance to do that right away, Mariota and Winston. As far as the next tier with Bryce Petty, Grayson, and Mannion, I think the guy who's probably the most ready right now would probably be Grayson or Petty. I don't know that they'll get that opportunity, but those two guys would be most ready to have an impact right away.
And if you had to pick one team, Dave, that helped themselves the most, who would you pick?
Great question. I would say the Seahawks had a great draft. The Steelers had a great draft. Redskins and Jets, so that's four for you right there, that all had very, very good drafts. Filled needs that they needed to fill. Got some top-tier guys. But definitely, I would say the Steelers and the Seahawks were among the top.
And who didn't seem, at least at this point, to have addressed their needs?
I'd say the Buffalo Bills didn't do a great job of it. The Carolina Panthers did an okay job, not spectacular. The Saints didn't really do a spectacular job. It wasn't overwhelming. Everybody, for the most part, filled needs, but the Panthers didn't have a lot of picks, and I didn't think they did a great job with that. And I think the Buffalo Bills were in the same exact situation. They had, you know, enough picks, but just didn't get everything covered. They needed an inside linebacker. They didn't go and get that. They needed a safety. They didn't go and get that. They needed a quarterback, and they didn't go and get that.
Dave Schuman, NFL Draft Insider, the National Underclassmen Combine, and Inspired Athletes. Dave, great information. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon, and we hope to catch up with you again down the road.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
25 minutes after 5 o'clock.